It's all right. We do feel-good stories every hour.
Brought to you by Hemptopia. This is the story of Mr. Bill's village.
Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill. So here's the story. It was actually profiled on CBS News, Steve Hartman. For years, in the rain or the cold, Mr. Bill walked 6 miles to work. Took him about 2 hours to get to the local Walmart as a night shift janitor. But that all changed the day a woman stopped and offered him a ride. That was Christy.
Mm-hmm.
She soon learned after talking to him that despite being legally blind, Bill was getting to work no matter what kind of weather he had to walk through.
Oh, wow.
He used to ride a bike, but then he got hit by a car. Christy wanted to give him a ride every day, but she has a family, couldn't always be there. That's when she came up with this idea to start a Facebook group asking for other volunteers who could give him a lift. That's called Mr. Bill's Village. And now there are 1,500 members who are keeping an eye out and offering a ride to Mr. Bill.
Within days, it exploded.
It caught on really quick.
And now it's like everyone's competing to give Mr. Bill a ride.
They'll click and see, is Mr. Bill out walking? Is he headed to town?
So people are just driving around the streets looking for him?
Pretty much. Just like, where's Waldo, but where's Mr. Bill? Yeah. It's nice to see.
Hey, Mr. Bill. Do you need a ride to Walmart?
No.
All right. Come on, hop on in.
It's never the same person from one day to the next. There's a lot of good people in this world.
Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
And then the owner of a local car dealership wanted to gift Bill with a vehicle, but since he's not allowed to drive, the car was donated to Christy.
Wow.
Because it takes a village.
Wow.
Sweet story.
That
you can see it in its entirety at WDJX.com.